I'm Marco Werman with The World. Why do women go to war, and what happens to them when they come back? Two of the many questions being asked in Colombia as the country looks for a way to end its long civil war. Voters rejected a peace deal in a referendum last month, but there is a ceasefire, and talks continue between the Colombian government and leftist rebels. If a lasting peace is achieved, an estimated 17,000 guerrillas are expected to demobilize. About 40% are women. There's a U.S.-funded program that's already helping some former rebels to transition back to civilian life. The World's Jasmine Garst, with our Across Women's Lives team, traveled to Colombia to meet some of them. Today, Jasmine introduces us to one former rebel who faces an uphill struggle, but is excited to start a new life.
By the time Nelcy Soto managed to make it out of the house, her husband had already disfigured her face. She had tried running away before, but he always managed to find her and bring her back. This time, she had some help.
My brother told me, leave. Leave your children and go.
She headed for the mountains. She was in pain, but she knew this terrain like the palm of her hand.
Well, my parents and I cultivated corn, yucca, plantain. We grew coffee, everything. I've loved the countryside since I was a kid.
She has good memories of her childhood, but that ended when she was 14. That's when one of her brothers secretly sold her to a nearby landowner in exchange for a small plot of land. Nelcy's mother eventually found her, but the man had already raped her. And in rural Colombia at the time, that meant one thing.
My mom said, no, I can't take you back. He's your owner now. You have to live with him. He treated me like a dog, and I became enraged with men. I lived almost 10 years with him. I had 4 children with him. When he wasn't around, I would grab this little machete and go whack around the mountain to let out the rage of seeing myself there, a prisoner, with no one to help me.
It's hard to picture anyone laying a hand on Nelcy. There's a toughness to her, the way she sneers her chuckles, the way she stands with her thick torso puffed out and her fists balled. But he did lay a hand on her. He did it all the time. And then one day he hurt her so bad, her brother told her to run, and she did, straight to the FARC.
And I went to them. All I wanted was revenge for the things he did to me. I told them what had happened.
Like a lot of Colombians I speak to, Nelcy never refers to the Revolutionary Armed Forces by name. She only says ellos, them, the leftist guerrillas who had been locked in decades of war with the government. Nelcy had spent enough time angrily swinging her machete in the mountains to know where they were. The FARC kicked her husband off his land and took Nelcy in, and that's how she became a guerrilla fighter.
In areas under FARC's territorial control, they administer justice.
Professor Kimberly Tyden teaches international humanitarian studies at Tufts University. She's done extensive work in Colombia, and she says a lot of women do enter the FARC for ideological reasons, but many also go to the guerrilla group for protection and justice.
Now, we may not think it was justice as we would define it, but for, you know, cattle rustling, for husbands who were beating wives, for abusive relationships, people would go to the guerrilla in hope that they would do something to help them extract revenge, bring the violence to an end, etc.
Nelcy felt safe in the mountains.
It was a good time. I mean, sometimes you suffer sleeping out there, but it's a good time. You have a new family.
Nelcy spent her 5 years with the FARC mostly smuggling supplies from the city to the mountains. It wasn't until she got word that her mother was sick that she left. She moved to Florencia, a city on the edges of the Colombian Amazon, to be with her. She enrolled in the government program, which reintegrates militants like her back into society. It can take 6 years and starts with a halfway house and psychological support. There's a stipend for people who enroll in education or vocational training. Nelcy, for example, started learning how to extract rubber from trees. When I meet her, she's at the very end of the program. In a few days, she'll be done. I visit her small house at the top of a hill in one of those neighborhoods made up of shacks piled upon shacks held up by improvisation and prayer. She hates how crowded it is here. But this place gave her this freedom she didn't even know what to do with at first. Suddenly, she didn't belong to a man or even an armed group. She hesitates before telling me this next part about how she met someone when she first arrived.
I got here and I met her. I worked as a waitress. She sold coffee in the park.
They got to know each other.
I'd ask myself, why is this happening? Why do I like her?
And they fell in love.
How's it work? Like, how do you make it work?
Over time, she became more comfortable in her own skin and came out as a lesbian. Now she lives with her girlfriend and her kids. In a few days, when she's graduated from the program, she wants to take them all back to the countryside.
The city feels heavy. In the countryside, I feel so much calmer. But it's been, oh man, 7 or 8 years since I haven't been back to the countryside. All this time, I've been enrolled in reintegration.
Nelsie wants to go home, but where is that? Is it the place where her own family sold her off? Is it the land belonging to the man who bought her and brutalized her? Is it in the mountains with the armed group that took her in? The truth is, she doesn't have a home or any land to call her own. A recent peace agreement pledged to help women like Nelsie get their own land, but that agreement fell apart. Professor Tyden says moving forward, no peace process can really work if the former rebels don't have a place to call their own.
Land is a feminist issue. Women having rights to own it, to inherit it, to work it, to profit from it, this is a feminist issue. And until we figure out how to do a better job of that in Colombia, then we also have to ask, what again, what are people and women going back to when they go back to rural areas?
But many here feel that's asking for a lot. After all, the FARC is responsible for thousands of killings, kidnappings, disappearances. People like Nelsie, they'd argue, who joined a guerrilla organization which terrorized the nation, deserve nothing but punishment. But with the peace deal in limbo and the war not necessarily over, a lot of Colombians, Nelsie included, just want to get on with their lives.
El sábado madrugamos para la finca. Ya nos desplazamos de la ciudad.
On Saturday, we're going to the countryside. We're leaving the city.
She's beaming as she says this. She's going to put her new skills to use at a rubber tree plantation, a booming industry in Colombia these days. She says the work shouldn't be too tough. The pay is okay. She's betting on the landowner not minding her being gay. She says, I'll have to stop by someday for some sancocho, homemade stew. For The World, Jasmine Garst, Colombia.